Lockdown.
Our daily podcast to keep you sane during the chaos.
21 days, 21 professionals.
To get you through the COVID-19 lockdown.
Hello and welcome to day 11 of lockdown and day 11 of our podcast. We are really, really so excited that you've decided to join us again. My name is Kirsten Farquharson and with me is the lovely Danielle Detoy.
Today we have a very talented guest with a very comprehensive bio. Nikki de Villiers graduated as a dietitian at the University of Pretoria and completed a postgraduate diploma through the International Olympic Committee in Switzerland. She also has a master's degree in dietetics. Her career started as a dietitian at Charlotte Maxeke Hospital and later in private practice at Pretoria Heart Hospital. She then develops an interest in sport nutrition whilst playing basketball at national level. She is currently working as a private consulting dietitian at her own practice at the Sports Performance Hub in Hatfield. She consults for various PSL teams, professional rugby teams, the Comrades Marathon Association, and individual athletes at all levels. She is also a part-time lecturer of sport nutrition for students studying sports science, biokinetics, dietetics, and medical doctors specializing in sport at the University of Pretoria. She has also been invited to speak at various conferences over the years, and she has been in private practice for the last 23 years. Wow, Nikki, what an incredible, incredible biography that you have. It's such a blessing to have you on our show today.
Thanks so much, and thanks for the opportunity to be here. I really appreciate that.
We are so excited to get your expertise, Nikki. What an honor. We are first wondering what your thoughts are on nutrition during the lockdown.
Yeah, this is quite a challenge one, but I think we can turn it into quite a positive one, because this is where we can get everything back in line. We can get all our routines back together. We can go back to the old-fashioned way of cooking at home and not issue going for takeouts all the time. So there's actually quite a positive in this, and that we maybe have a little bit more time and we actually forced to not, you know, take anything from a takeaway shop. So I do think we can get back to the normal old patterns and restructure everything and schedule so that we can get in good routines, that once we're out of this situation, we can really, you know, be at a better place for this and not actually at a worse place like a lot of other things. So I do think it's time to work on it. It's time to just recenter yourself. And it's really time to work on all those patterns that, you know, through the years, it's always been on the to-do list, but now get into routine. But it's also very important to get into routine as if you're going to go to work. So that is another thing to consider, that, you know, if you create routines now, that it must be compatible with when we get back out and get back to the normal routine of going to work and back.
That's definitely something that we need to be mindful of. Nikki, what are some of the principles of healthy eating?
Okay, so I think there's so much written about nutrition and so many people going on different things. But I think if we can break it back to nutrition 101, hey? So first of all, we have to look at the pattern of eating, so your structure. So we try to eat a good breakfast within an hour after waking up. We try to eat regular meals in between. Some people will be maybe on three meals. Some people will be on snacks in between. If you're like me, I need to have snacks. Otherwise, I don't, you know, come a little bit blunt. So I usually have to eat every 3 hours after, you know, the first meal. So we have breakfast and then 3 hours thereafter, a snack and then a meal and then a meal until then your day is done. It is important to obviously look at the quality of what you're eating. That's the one thing is the quantity, but the other one is the quality. And it's our quality that we make use, especially in this time, of a lot of plant-based stuff. So we eat a lot of fruit and a lot of vegetables and whole grains in every meal that we eat. I think that is important. And sometimes we went too refined. No, we went into white flour stuff mixed with sugar or little thing on the run that is maybe, you know, a baked thing with white flour. So I think in terms of quality of food, we need to maybe make sure that fruit and vegetables become really a considerable part of your diet every day. So therefore, every meal that you eat, try and challenge yourself to have either fruit or vegetable with absolutely every meal or every snack that we eat. So we can have a banana for breakfast, you can have, you know, a fruit for a snack, you can have salad for lunch, you can have veggies for supper. So that must be basically the base of your meal. I know as South Africans, we try, or we often compile our meals at meat being the first consideration, and the rest will just come. But I think we should switch it around. So that would be the first very important thing in terms of the quality. So remember, it's the regularity, then it is the quality. And then the other thing that is quite obvious is trying to base the volumes that we eat on what we're expending. So the energy that we spend must be obviously considered. And in this time where we're not that busy, I'm not talking only activity, I'm not talking people not going to training. I'm talking about we're in a house where, or in a confined space where your daily movement is not that much. I mean, you walk from the room to the kitchen, from the garden to the kitchen, we always go back to the kitchen. And that walking is not nearly as much as what we had in our, you know, in our daily living when you're at the office or so forth. So I think it is important in this time that if we make the stuff more plant-based, we do decrease the kilojoules that we take in, or the energy, which is a good thing, but we have to be aware of portion size. So usually quite a quick portion size guide that we often give people is we need to eat, you know, you use your hands as a portion size guide. So usually the meat portion on a plate being a hand palm size, your starch portion or the grains usually a fist, and then the veggies, you see a double fist. So the veggies always double the grains or the starches that we eat. That would be mainly for your main meals. And then the snacks would also always include a protein source. Now, protein source, and you know, forgive me if I make it too simple, but a protein source can be milk, it can be yogurt, it can be cheese, nuts, seeds, a boiled egg, peanut butter, and so forth. And then we add a carbohydrate source. If I talk carbohydrate source, please think for me either a fruit or then a grain source. So a good snack would be a banana with a handful of nuts, a toast, one slice with, you know, peanut butter spread on it. Or it can be yogurt with a fruit, or it can be a cracker with cheese. So those kind of snacks is important in between. And what they do is they basically help us not to overeat when we come to the meal because we're not too hungry. But another thing for during lockdown, I mean, it's easy to, if I say you have to eat regular, it's easy to find yourself in the kitchen at regular intervals. But it's sometimes important, as I said, to, you know, in this time, go back to school, pack yourself a lunchbox in the morning as if you're going to work, and pack your snacks in there in the portions that you need, and eat from your lunchbox rather than eating from the pantry or from the fridge, because this is a routine that we're going to have to do once we get back to work. And it's better if it's portioned and if it's in the box, because then we're also much more aware of how much we ate. It's not that I say you can't have anything else. You can, but the awareness must be there that what are we doing? And then stay away from all the, you know, the crisps and the sweets and all the comfort stuff that we sometimes include in periods like this to make us feel better.
You're so right. The kitchen does really become the heart of the household for so many reasons. If I ever don't know what to do with my time, I just go straight to the fridge, and so it's like the fridge will have the answers to my problems. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. With that in mind, Nikki, how can individuals prevent against comfort eating at a time like this? You know, when the weather is getting grim and it's rainy, how can people prevent against comfort eating?
Yeah, it is a difficult one. And I think it's about mindfulness and awareness that when we, you know, we always talk in terms of mindful eating, that when we want to eat something, we need to ask ourselves what the reason is for eating. So we usually then specify between a tummy hunger. So are you really hungry? Is that what you want to eat? Or a throat hunger, which is much more indicative of thirst, that I want to drink something. And then the whole heart hunger that we talk about. And that is the one that I really do truly believe that if I eat this thing, I will feel better. If we're a bit more mindful about it and understand that it's not going to make you feel better, but then obviously have a replacement activity. So either reading a book, dance. I mean, this is the time of the that you can go into a house, put music loud and just dance. Nobody is even noticing what you're doing. You know, build a puzzle, those kind of things that just take your mind away from food. It also helps if we then eat according to schedule, that we're not you know, wondering in the fridge if there's, you know, outside of the times. It takes obviously a lot of discipline. If you need to eat something because it does make you feel better, and most of us do believe it does, then portion control is so important. It's not that you can't have the chocolate, but really have a smaller portion, have a block or two, and don't kill yourself about it. So if that makes you feel better, remember, one block tastes nice, the second block doesn't taste any nicer, the taste stays the same. So it doesn't help you eat more and more and more of it. You're not going to get an extra kick from it. So eat a little bit, you know, enjoy every moment of it. Make sure that you involve all your senses in your comfort food, and then try and just go on. I often find that a lot of our comfort eating starts off as that I want to feel comfortable, I, you know, feel down or whatever. But then because we feel guilty because we've done it, we try to kill the guilt by just eating more and more or destroying the evidence. So if I eat the whole slab of chocolates, then at least tomorrow there is nothing. So I won't be, you know, slipping again. And I think that is such a wrong thing to do. So if you can portion your comfort eating in terms of not only how much we eat at a time, but how often we do it, and then really dealing with the root of the problem. What is the root? Why do you want to eat? And deal with that. So if it is rainy, maybe have a list in the morning, and this things I'm going to do on a rainy day. I'm going to read that chapter. I'm going to, you know, watch maybe a series, all those kind of things, that you have a list ready, that you don't wander around and thinking, oh, what can I do? Because that often ends up in the kitchen as such. And then look at behavior. So if we, you know, lying on the couch or sitting on the couch and watching a series or watching TV shows or whatever, please try not to eat in those circumstances. So don't, you know, condition yourself that every time I'm in the dining room or in the TV room, or if I'm sitting working at the desk, that there's food involved. It happens so quickly that it becomes a behavior. So try when you eat that it's a soul, you know, you only eat, you don't do anything with it, you know, anything else whilst we're eating. So we're not sitting at the desk and eating, we're not watching TV whilst we're eating, but we sit and eat and enjoy whatever we're doing. Be mindful of it, allow yourself, drop the guilt about it, and then look at the root of the problem and see if there's anything you can do to try and get out of your mood of either being rewarded with food or otherwise trying to be comforted with food throughout the day.
Sure, Nikki, you're giving us a lot of perspective in terms of what we're eating. You're helping us increase our awareness into what we're putting into our bodies, and also just, you know, a focus on really being more intentional. What is a sort of take-home piece of advice you would want listeners to know?
Okay, so to put, you know, as I said, if I can put maybe it in 4 or 5 points. The one thing is eat regular meals, eat at regular times, and don't delay meals. Because remember, we on our way to something bigger. You're on your way to make your behavior better, that when we get through this period, we're actually better in something. So I think make sure that we eat regular meals in a structured environment, that we don't eat it, you know, wherever we are. Make sure that you eat good quality food, so fruit, vegetables, whole grain, those kind of things. I know it's sometimes difficult to get fresh ones, but it is totally possible. Make sure that a lot of your food contains fruit and vegetables to dilute the energy a little bit. If you can match your energy output with your energy input, that's good. And then obviously don't maybe waste kilojoules on drinks. So when we drink a lot of water, we have that advice now to try and up the immune system, to try and make sure that we drink enough water, and don't spend any energy or kilojoules on unnecessary drinks throughout the day. So keep it to water, maybe a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, but make sure that there's not excessive amounts of sugar in the drinks that you're drinking. Allow yourself some treats now and again, but be very careful that it doesn't get into a daily habit of eating.
Thank you, Nikki. That was incredibly insightful. I think the most important thing that I am going to remember from listening to you is the mindfulness, because you're so absolutely right. We, in this lockdown period, we are so prone to just becoming mindless to get through the day. And to become mindful is so, so important. So thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your advice and for your tips. They have been so, so insightful and helpful.
Thanks so much, guys, and good luck to everybody out there, and every day and every minute for itself, hey? So just be better when we get through this.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much for your time. I think also what's going to stay with me is the energy output and the energy input. I think that's something that I wasn't even thinking about in terms of just being confined to my house, what that looks like. So that's something that I'm definitely going to remember going through the rest of lockdown. Thank you so much for your time today. It was very, very valuable and very helpful. Thank you. If you would like to get hold of Nikki, you can contact her at her email address, nikki@nickidevilliers.co.za. That's nikki@nickidevilliers.co.za.
Thanks, you all.
Thank you so
much.
Bye, Nikki.
So that's it for us. We will see you next time on How to Mental Health Lockdown Edition. Stay sane, everybody. We'll check in later.
See you soon.